السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وفضل كرم من إحسان الله سبحانه وتعالى. We find ourselves once again on a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And the way that time is going, it reminds us of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that towards Qiyamah, there will be no barakat in time. A year will go like a month will go like a week. So fast time is going, a day is going like a flame, how it just comes on and goes off before you know it. So when we see this, then it must spur us and encourage us to do more good and stay away from evil. Don't procrastinate in doing good. Don't think that, no, I'll start next week, I'll do this, I'll do that. The way the time is going, we don't know when Allah Ta'ala is going to call us, when our time is up. So the time that we got while we are alive, we may make the best of it. Try and do whatever we can. The capital to purchase Jannat is this Hayati that Allah has given us. Allah wants us to give this life to Him. Give our wealth to Him. And in lieu of that, Allah Ta'ala will give us Jannat. Allah Ta'ala give us Tawfiq. So I was reading one incident this morning of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to give da'wat to Rukana, who later on became radiyallahu anhu. So Rukana, he had goats, his goats, and he used to herd them in a certain valley. That was his wealth, his goats. The thing about him, he was a very strong person, Rukana. And he was a wrestler of note. Undefeated. Nobody ever dropped him to the ground, Rukana. And in war, he was very brave. Unstoppable, they would say, in war. The other thing about him is he hated Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He hated Islam. He was an arch enemy of the Muslims. One day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, they came to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the home of Ma'aisha radiallahu anha. So she informed them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there. He is gone to this certain valley. Now they knew that that was the valley where this Rukana used to herd his goats. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went all alone there. And this person is an arch enemy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they got worried. They decided to go in that direction in case some harm comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already reached there long before that. And he went there with the niyat of going to meet this Rukana. So when he went to him, and he gave him da'wat to Islam, invited him to Iman, invited him to Allah Ta'ala. So Rukana mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if there was no family tie between us, because he was also from the Banu Hashim, if there was no family tie between us, I would have just killed you. There was so much hatred for you. and you keep talking ill of our idols and all that. If there was no family tie, I would have just killed you. But because there is a family tie, so I'll give you a chance. However, I challenge you to a wrestling match. And I will pray to my idols, Lat and Uzza. You pray to your Allah. Let's see if He can save you from me. And if you win, I'll give you 10 of my goats. You can choose whichever ones you want. You can take the 10 best goats. It's yours. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he acceded to this challenge. So they started wrestling, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defeated Rukana, dropped him down. So this Rukana, now you see, the whole maqsad was da'wat in Allah, not cameras and monies and limelight and fame, no. Before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the challenge, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Allah ta'ala is a witness over what we are speaking. So if I defeat you, then will you accept Islam? That was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern. So this person, he was so confident of himself, he thought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never beat him. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overpowered him. So now you must understand, the man has never been defeated before in his life. First time he is being defeated, and by someone who is not known to be a wrestler. Now he can't understand this thing. He's telling him, no. I don't know if my idols abandoned me today, but we need a rematch. If we have a rematch, I will up the price to 20 of my goats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him again, but if you are defeated, will you accept Islam? Yeah, he is ready. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defeated him for a second time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defeated him for a third time. He upped the amount of goats now to 30. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defeated him for a third time. Now he was, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, now you accept Islam now. You can see your idols got no power. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is helping me. You accept Islam. So he said, no, look, I know I agreed to all that, but I need to see a miracle first. Show me a miracle. So again, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, see, Allah Ta'ala is witness over what we are talking. And if I show you this miracle, if Allah Ta'ala allows for it to happen, then will you bring Iman? So again, he agreed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed at one tree and instructed the tree to come to him. So Allah ta'ala made it that half the tree came. That means it broke off from the other half and half the tree came. And this was a true sign that this is a miracle. Only Allah ta'ala can do this. It's not some, you know, mesmerizing of the brain or something, some trick of the eye. But only half the tree came. The tree came right in front of them. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, now bring Iman. So he said, no, instruct the tree to go back. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the tree to go back. And the tree went and joined up with that other tree, like as if to say there was no disturbance between it before. So he saw all this with his eyes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, now you bring Iman. So he says, see, I know I agreed and all that. But what will the woman and children say? That I brought Iman out of fear for you. Because you defeated me in the wrestling, that's why I brought Iman. Everybody will laugh at me. So, you rather just take your 30 goats, according to our agreement, I said, I'll give you 30 goats. You choose whichever goats you want. You take your goats and go. But I can't bring iman now. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if you don't bring iman, then I don't need your goats. I don't want your goats. I didn't come here for your goats. I came here for you to bring iman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left him and returned. So on the way, he met Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhumah. He said to him that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma'isha al-Nana said, you've gone to that valley. Don't you know Rukana herds his goats there? And he's such an enemy of yours. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that I went there for him. I went there for him to invite him to Islam. And when Allah Ta'ala has told me in the Quran Sharif, Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas, that Allah Ta'ala will protect you from the people, Rukana can't do anything to me. Yaqeen that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in the words of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has given me guarantee that He will protect me. So then, I don't have to worry about Rukan, I don't have to worry about anybody else. Allah Ta'ala has instructed me, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, balligh. O messenger, you convey the message. So I went to invite him, call him to Islam. So one is the miracle, one is the help of Allah Ta'ala, one is the strength of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala has given me the strength of 10 men. Another riwayat, it comes that Allah Ta'ala has given me the strength of 40 men. So this was the strength that Allah Ta'ala had given to Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite all that strength and everything, but look at his humility, his humbleness, right, his akhlaq. Right. However, in the context of what's happening in the dunya today, if we have to ponder over this incident, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam single-handedly put himself in what we would call a dangerous situation. The only thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had was Allah Ta'ala's protection. And when you got that, you don't need anything else. He didn't look at who I'm weighing, what's that person's skills, do I have a chance against him or not. No backup plan, I got any backstop now coming, if anything has to happen, nothing. But the niyat was da'wat ilallah. Calling him to Allah Ta'ala. Nothing else. I don't want his wealth. I don't want anything else. I don't want to humiliate him. I don't want to do anything to him. The only thing I want is to call him to Allah Ta'ala. Today's time also, whatever wars are taking place, whatever difficulties the ummah is facing, if the ummah brings this niyat, that our struggle, our fight is to invite people to Allah Ta'ala. We're not fighting for a land. We're not fighting for anybody's wealth. We're not fighting to prove anything to anybody. We are fighting only to bring you the message of Allah Ta'ala. All we want is for you to bring iman. Nothing else we want from you. And if you are stubborn and you don't want to bring iman, then we will fight you. Even if outwardly we look like the weaker side. But we will fight you for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, only for one reason, because we want to establish Allah Ta'ala's law on earth. That is the responsibility Allah Ta'ala has given us, that we have to establish Allah Ta'ala's law on earth. So now, we will first call you to Islam. If you don't want to accept, then we will give you a second option, that you can live here on your land, have everything, whatever. pay jizya and live under our rule. Whose rule? Allah's rule. If you don't want that, then that means you are rebelling against Allah Ta'ala. So then we will fight you. That is what you call jihad. That is jihad. So when the mu'mineen will go into jihad with that mindset and that purpose and that niyat, then Allah Ta'ala's nusrat will be with the mu'min. Even though they may be small in number, even though they may not have the weaponry, they may not have the so sophisticated weapons and whatever, but Allah Ta'ala's help will be with them. But when the mu'min's niyat is contaminated, and his mission and objective is contaminated, then he's same like everybody else. The kafir is fighting for dominion. The mu'min is also fighting for dominion. He's not fighting to establish Allah's law. So then, they're both fighting for the same reason. Nobody is fighting to establish Allah Ta'ala's law, what we call the Shariat, what we call the Sunnah. So the mu'min needs to change his niyat in order to attract the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must make a lot of dua for the ummah, whether it is Muslims in Gaza, in Syria, in Kashmir, whether it is in Sudan, whether it is in Somalia, wherever mu'mineen are, some are different, people are facing different challenges. Some are facing the challenge of bombs. Some are facing the challenge of modernism. Some are facing the challenge of materialism. All these things are fighting against our iman, our Islam, our iman. So sometimes we only look at the person who is in a war-torn country and say they're going through challenges. That person is at war with the enemy of Allah. And now we take a mu'min who's living in a plush house and a plush motor car, fancy, luxury, everything. And he's dealing in interest. He bought his house on interest. He bought his car on interest. He's at war with who? He's at war with Allah Ta'ala. Which one is in a worse scenario? Which one is in a worse situation? So we mustn't only look at one thing. Look at all the challenges. All what is happening to the ummah. What is happening to the ummah? Where are we going? And look at Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. I mean, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometime in 9 of the houses, there's no food. Yeah, he could have got the 30 goats, man. But I didn't come here for that. I came here to call you to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. And this Rukana, he didn't bring iman at that time. But you see, we are mukallaf of making the effort. Results are not in our hand. But Fateh Makkah, he brought iman. And he became a sahabi. He was honored now. Now when we take his name, we'll say radiyallahu anhu. Allah Ta'ala was tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده